Hello, everyone. Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com. Welcome to part 12 of our 2018 AVN Awards nominees podcast series. This will be basically the last one. It's going to cover all the major awards. We are going to do the fan voting. I'm actually going to do kind of a live video stream thing where we pick five votes in each category. You are allowed to do that, by the way, every day. We're going to do it once for the podcast thing. But this is part 12. We're wrapping things up. If you haven't listened to the first 11, go back and listen. We go over all the details and stuff there. We'll kind of get right to it. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. No sponsors for this podcast. Those are available. If you'd like, you know, drop me a line. Podcast, we can do, you know, a whole year if you'd like. Whatever money is raised by the podcast, half does go to Walk for a Cure for Alzheimer's. Give me some feedback. Rog at RogerViews.com. Roger T. Pipe over on Twitter. Also over on Facebook. Now, if you'd like to follow along, we're going to be kind of jumping all over the place, but go over to avn.com/awards/nominees. There's about six categories left, the big ones, the performers and director awards, so we are going to go over them as we go. About three quarters of the way down, we start with male foreign performer of the year. For a long time, this basically was Rocco's award. This year, Emilio Ardana, Alberto Blanco, Christoph Colli, Danny D, Chris Diamond, Pablo Ferrari, Luke Hardy, Juan Lucho, Renato, Mark Rose, Ryan Ryder, Rocco Siffredi, George Uhl, Nacho Vidal, and Pascal White. Now, a couple years ago, I brought up the fact that, you know, male foreign performer is a little odd because you've got guys like Mick Blue, Eric Everhard, lots of guys who are foreign performers, but it's most of their work done in foreign productions rather than just where they're from. So you can almost write Rocco in all the time. He's certainly older than he was, but still a dynamic performer. Nacho also is very, very popular. I thought he was really good in the Outland movies, which is nice to see him do that. Those are the two that I think are going to be the best known. Danny D's also done a lot of high-profile stuff. But a lot of this, I think, comes down to name recognition for a lot of the voters. And I think it's probably going to be that way again. I think Rocco and Nacho are the guys that everybody knows. Let's go ahead and go to female foreign performer of the year. Amira Adra, Nikita Bellucci, Misha Cross, Evelyn Dalali, Susie Gala, Gina Gershon, Jasmine J, Anissa Kate, Cherry Kiss, Apollonia Lapadera, Amarna Miller, Anna Polina, Valentina Ricci, Julia Rocha, and Alexa Tomas. All right. Again, name recognition helps a lot. I've been a big fan of Anissa Kate. She's a great body, great face, great energy. Really love her stuff. Gina Gershon, Misha Cross. Jasmine J, I think, is going to be tough to beat, though. I think she's probably going to be the one who walks away with it. I feel like I'm rushing over these. There's not a lot of excitement. And again, a lot of foreign performers, you know, Valentina Nappi, for example, is, I think, one of the very best in the business right now. She's not in this category. My guess is because most of her productions were over here. So let's go ahead and go. We'll do director. Director of the Year, this is for body of work. Joanna Angel, Brad Armstrong, Axel Braun, Stormy Daniels, Johnny Darko, Manuel Ferrara, Jules Jordan, Greg Lansky, Ryan Madison, Mason, Bree Mills, Jim Powers, Mike Quasar, Jackie St. James, and Stills by Allen. Wicked is very well represented. You've got three, and Quasar did some Wicked stuff as well, although I don't think people primarily associate him with Wicked. Brad, Axel, and Stormy all had really good years. Not sure any of the three of them were better than they were last year, though. Last year, Brad had a couple fantastic movies last year. Had some good ones this year, too. So did Axel. But all three of those are interesting. I love seeing Johnny Darko here. He's been one of my favorite directors for a long, long time. And I think it's very cool. There's lots of Gonzo directors. But I think Darko walks the line between beauty and filth really well. Manuel Ferrara, solid all the time. Probably, still better known as a performer than a director, but I just did his Maximum Penetration 5. Really outstanding work. Especially Angela White. I haven't mentioned Angela White in a couple of podcasts. If she's listening, I am hoping that next time I see you, it'll be right before you have to clear out a whole shelf for a bunch of awards. Moving down, Jules Jordan. Jules is one of my favorite directors for 15 years. The guy just continues to do great stuff. I think we've almost gotten to the point where we take him for granted. He's so good and so consistently good that it's like, okay, yeah, it's Jules. Yeah, oh, okay, yeah. Really good stuff. But he's still outstanding. Greg Lansky, obviously, he's done some beautiful stuff. Very high profile, very successful, very popular. Nothing bad to say. Has given us some of the most beautiful single shots that I can imagine in the last couple of years. Just the lighting and the quality of talent that he's using. Everything's beautiful. Ryan Madison doing some really, really interesting stuff. Nice to see him. Mason, I think, is also always very solid. Bree Mills has done some great work this year and I think is up there in for features. Jim Powers, one of my all-time favorite directors. Before I did podcasts, I used to rant about how both Jim and the next guy on this list, Mike Quasar, were completely underrated. Love seeing both of them on here. Jim's a funny guy. Mike Quasar is one of the funniest guys I met. Those of you who don't follow Twitter, there was a little exchange where Mike, tongue in cheek, asked for your Mike Quasar horror stories. I gave mine. Years ago, I savaged a movie he did, a movie called America. Was America the Beautiful? It was a Houston movie that Metro did. It was very political and very hammy and over the top and ridiculous. And I think I got equally preachy in my review and just savaged it. And Mike responded with class and humor and dignity and one of my favorite exchanges ever. Jackie St. James, Stills by Allen. Really good. I think, honestly, I think Lansky's going to be very, very tough to beat. I just think Lansky's going to be tough to beat. I think if you're looking for someone who could beat Lansky, Axel or Brad, either one, or maybe Jules. Those are the ones I think have a real shot. Maybe, I don't know, Bree Mills, Jackie St. James, the trend to award female directors. In years has been moving in that direction. So perhaps, and we got Joanna, Stormy, Bree, Jackie, and Mason. So you got five female directors on the list. That's pretty good. Nice diversity. So that's our director. Now, what else do we have? We have female performer, we have best new starlet, and we have male and MILF. Well, let's do male performer of the year. Mick Blue, who seems to have won it the last several years. Xander Corvus, good performer, really good actor. Charles Darrow, Marcus Dupree, really, really, really solid performer. Manuel Ferrara, I think Manuel's probably the most dynamic male performer in the business right now. Rikki Johnson, very solid, good start to a career. Kieran Lee's always good. Mandingo, I think Mandingo's gotten better as a performer. He's always been like this sort of colossal, huge cock guy. But I think his performance has gotten better. He's been showcased better, I think. Ramon Nomar, another really solid guy. Tommy Pistol, good performer, great actor. Like to see him get some good acting roles again. Haven't seen a whole lot of great stuff recently. Tony Rivas, another really, really solid performer. Johnny Sins, very much overlooked. Jean Valjean's done some really great stuff for Lansky. Chad White and Prince Joshua. I think it comes down to Mick, like it always does. Manuel, and I had to pick a third. Maybe Xander this year as a third. All right, three more left. Thank you all for listening. We're at about 10 minutes. Doing well here. MILF Performer of the Year, Julia Ann, Bridget B., Brianna Banks, Mercedes Carrera, Cherie DeVille, Nina L., Alexis Fox, Reagan Fox, Aaliyah Love, Brandy Love, Kendra Lust, Katie Morgan, Annabelle Peaks, India Summer, and Sarah Vandala. God, Sarah Vandala is now a MILF. Ah, yes, I'm feeling old. Some great performers on this list. You guys know how I feel about Julia Ann. I think she's gotten more beautiful and her performances have gotten better over the years. I was not a huge fan years and years ago, although she was stunning, but I have become a huge fan. She's just fantastic. And what she means to the industry, how active she is, I think she's a wonderful representative of this industry and super hot too, as you know, and deserves this. Certainly top of my ballot. Bridget B, super sexy. You know, got big Barbie doll body, super cute. Brianna Banks has come back really strong. Mercedes. Cherie DeVille has a lot of buzz behind her. Has done some good work. Nina L, I like. Alexis Fox, Reagan Fox, Aaliyah Love. Brandy Love did some really nice acting this year as well. Reminds me a lot of Julia Ann. Really like her. Kendra Lust has a fantastic body. Has her own stuff as well. Katie Morgan, one of my favorites for a long time since she was a naturally breasted young performer. Now, big boobs, super, super sexy body. Did some great stuff. Her performance in Bad Babes was excellent. Annabelle Peaks, I like quite a bit. India Summer, I've always loved. I always prefer to see someone like India in Best Female Performer because I don't think that her appeal is limited at all. Not that the others are, but I think particularly when India was performing a lot, I really think she deserved and was in the female Best Female category. And then Sarah Vendel, I think, is one of the best performers in the business, period. Best deep throat artist in the business. Does everything, looks great, her body's phenomenal. She gets better and better. So just on the strength of pure sex scenes, I think she is probably the best this year. India did some really good work, although she slowed down. Katie did great work and great acting. Same with Brandy Love and Julia Ann. So, again, top of my ballot without telling you what order I voted for, you're going to see Julia Ann, you're going to see Brandy Love, you're going to see Katie Morgan, and you're going to see Sarah Vendela. So at the top of that list, you've got four really hot blondes. And would be, you know, I'd be super happy with any of the four, to be perfectly honest. You know, if anybody can make that happen, you know, that works. Best new starlet. Aria Faye, Honey Gold. Everybody loves Honey Gold. I like her a lot. Eliza Jane, Jill Cassidy. Jill Cassidy is very pretty. Elena Koshka, Riley Nixon. She of the buzzed hair. Really like her. Giselle Palmer had kind of a big debut. Evil Angel made quite a show of her anal debut, which was really good. Lana Paul. I really like Lana Paul. I'm not sure she has enough buzz, but she's really sexy. Bella Rose, I think, is fantastic. I don't think she has much of a chance. I think she's pretty much done, and that kills you in this award. Sophie Ryan, Scarlett Sage, Chloe Scott, Kristen Scott, Violet Starr, and Whitney Wright. Whitney Wright I like a lot. Top of my ballot, Lena Paul, Bella Rose, Riley Nixon, Jill Cassidy, and Honey Gold, which means none of them will win. Just I'm horrible at picking this one. But I think Honey Gold, if you're going to bet, I would bet on Honey Gold, and she'd be one of the five that I put at the top of my ballot. That takes us to the big one, Female Performer of the Year. If I had a drum roll sound effect, I would give it to you. August Ames, who tragically passed recently, has been a good performer for a couple of years, had a really good year, and just building steadily. It's really unfortunate. Adriana Chechik, always a favorite, always a good chance to win. Abella Danger, I think, had another good year. Adria Fox, Keisha Gray continues to build. Holly Hendricks, Katrina Jade, Elsa Jean, I like, but I think she was stronger last year. Ava Lovia, Riley Reed, so long as she's not rapping, I think we're good. Lana Rhodes, Jessa Rhodes, Natalia Starr, Gina Valentina, and Angela White. Now look, guys, a year ago I said this would be the year of Angela White. So I'd be lying if I didn't tell you that I think she's going to win. I think she should win. I think she was head and shoulders above everybody on this list. And there are some amazing performers who had great years on this list. Okay. So just up front, being honest, I think Angela deserves it. And I think she should and will win. Others on this list, Gina Valentina had a really nice year. Natalia Starr, Jessa Rhodes has really come on. Lana Rhodes is absolutely gorgeous and had a great year. Riley Reid, I tell you, if Angela does not win, it might be because people want to make sure that Riley Reid gets recognized. Because she's been so good for a couple years and just keeps getting better. Ava Lovia was very good. Elsa Jean, I loved her as a newcomer last year. I don't think she was quite as strong this year, but outstanding. Katrina Jade, Holly Hendricks, both very popular. Keisha Gray continues to be solid. Abella Danger had some nice acting roles to go along with just a spectacular ass and amazing sexual energy. And August Ames was really good. It's hard to talk about August without, you know, do we vote for her because of what happened? Do we not vote for her because of what happened? Where we put her on the ballot, what does that say about us? It makes it a difficult thing. I think she deserves to be on this list. I think she would be in the top four or five on my ballot regardless. Honestly speaking, she had a great year. So August, Abella, Riley, Lana would be top of the ballot, with the very top being Angela White. I think it's the year of Angela White. Face, body, energy, attitude, production value, acting ability when she gets a chance. You know, Altar of Aphrodite was pretty good. The Girls' Way, Busty Tales, she got to play two very different roles. You know, I've seen her in mostly sort of light comedy roles, because I think that's what she's really good at. But, you know, I honestly feel like it's time she gets a trophy, and I don't think it's going to stop anytime soon. I hope not, because I think she's fantastic. She's great for the business. She's great for fans, and I love watching her. So as a voter and as a fan, I don't pretend that doesn't play into it. She's just fantastic. But there's five or six women here who had great years. So that's it, folks. Wrapped up number 12. Thank you very much for listening. I do love your feedback. Roger@rogerreviews.com. Roger T. Pipe over on Twitter. That's about it. If you'd like to talk about any of this stuff, we'll probably do a wrap-up afterwards if you have any questions. I will be going to Adult Expo this year after a two-year absence. I'll be there for a couple years, hopefully with kind of some big news on the PR front. So no sponsors, but thank you to IAFD.com, just recent winners of XBiz, best fan site of the year. They deserve it. They're a fantastic site. Do not miss them. I think the most important adult website in the history of adult websites, IAFD.com. Also, hey, PipelineMultimedia.com. If you have any PR or marketing needs, your post-AVN awards, drop us a line. We can do some good marketing and PR for you. That's about it. If you'd like to sponsor the podcast, drop me a line, Roger@rogerreviews.com. And if you'd like to pick a topic, go for that as well. Thanks again for listening, and good luck to everybody at the AVN Awards. And thank you, AVN, for letting me vote and also for giving me a very wide berth to talk about this stuff, because it matters to me a lot. So thanks a lot. Thank you guys all for listening. Again, for the third time, thanks for listening. You guys really mean a lot.